"Come on, Ash. Where are you?" he muttered.
"Starfire copy now embedded," said a different voice. "Rerouted bridge system online. Access is partial due to encrypted lockouts. Onboard environment compromised by depressurization."
"Starfire copy, this is Greg Cameron," he said aloud. "Do you recognize me?"
Voice pattern confirmed as Greg Cameron, Darian Envoy.
"Okay, listen," he said as he sat on the equipment case. "We need you to close all the hatches which have been opened."
"Security and maintenance system lockouts have been encrypted. Decryption estimate 13.7 minutes.
Greg felt like tearing his hair out. "We've not got the time. Is there any other way to override the hatch controls?"
"Data on Hegemony's ship systems hierarchy incomplete. Shall extrapolate using Tigram vessel's Starfire systems."
"Fine. And can you open a channel to the bridge of the Starfire while you're at it?"
There was no response. Greg stood and went over to the line of consoles, speaking again to the ship AI, and still getting no reply.
He was starting to feel lightheaded when the lights abruptly brightened and shifted to a new pattern of pulses. The alarm also changed to a higher, faster pitch.
"In the name of the wee man," he snarled. "What now?"
"This alert signifies a containment breach in the fueling sublevel and a discharge of radioactive material into the environment circulation," said the ship AI. "This triggers a high-priority override, which closes and seals all doors and hatches. Shipboard atmospheric integrity is no longer compromised, and all sectors are now repressurizing."
Greg grinned. "And the containment breach?"
"A fiction. False sensor readings were sent to the air quality subsystem, which escalated them to the environment oversystem. Another false report from the fuel pressure subsystem corroborated the warning, and the override was triggered. System lockout decryption estimate 9.6 minutes.
One of the overhead screens flicked on, and there was Ash gazing down.
"Good work keeping your nerve, Mr. Cameron. We'll make a Tigran of you yet."
"Aye, well, I'll be happy to take a shot at it if we can get back on course."
Ash hesitated.
"Starfire's thrust drives are offline, but without the power drain of towing us, the Silver Lance might manage it."
"I see. You mean a one-way ticket? Suicide mission sort of thing?"
"Yes, that would be... Wait, energy readings for your weapons have just spiked, and the targeting sensors too. Starfire copy, explain."
"Weaponry and sensors are among a group of systems locked out of access. Decryption estimate 8.2 minutes. Warning, beam projector targeting has switched to long-range mode and is pinpointing the carrier. Flank and forward batteries have opened fire."
"That vessel is at the outside limits of long-range weapons," Ash said.
"Sensor data indicates that the Hegemony carrier has suffered minimal hull damage," said the Silver Lance.